Hello, this is David Snyder, president of BIMI, welcoming you to Moments for Missions with Dr. J.B. Godfrey. Today's episode is being re-aired in honor of Dr. Don Sisk.
Well, I've loved already this week just having you listen to Dr. Don Sisk, who's with me again today. And Dr. Sisk and his wife, Virginia, God's used them around the world, helping people and seeing people saved and know about missions. Dr. Sisk, I've heard you tell it. Would you please share with our listeners how God taught you to be a soul winner?
Well, I never heard the word soul winner. You know, we went out and visited, but we never won souls. Mm-hmm. We invited them to church and so forth, and that was good. At the first revival meeting we had in Silent Run Church, Dave Brown came and preached. He and I were out just knocking on doors one day, and I watched him lead a man to the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Now, it scared me to death. I thought, I don't know, he's not in church. I'm not sure he can really get saved here in his house. But he did. You know, he and his boy both got saved. Now, Dave, he didn't take any time to say, here are the verses I use and so forth, but I listened to him. He told him he was a sinner. If he died in his sin, he'd go to hell. Jesus died for his sins. Yeah. If he'd call on the Lord, he could be saved. Now, I thought about those verses many times. There was a lady in our church, Charlene Edmondson, and she wasn't in the church, but she came to church every Sunday, she and her daughter, Sunday school, but never stayed for preaching. And my wife and other people, they were all burdened about Charlene. And so one day I studied in my office there in the little church there in Silent Run, and I got thinking about it. I'm going to Charlene's house, and I'm going to tell her what Dave told Ruby Jackson there in his house.
Uh-huh.
And so I got my car, went down there. I thought about those verses and so forth. When I got close to the house, I began to doubt. Well, probably wouldn't be a good time. You know, but my car stopped, and I thought, oh, okay, I'll go. I went up and knocked on the door. When I knocked on the door, Miss Edmondson came to the door, and she was crying.
Mm.
And she said, Brother Don, am I glad you came by today?
Uh-huh.
I was just listening to Rupert Utley on the radio, and I need to get saved. And I said, okay, Charlene, if you'll come to church Sunday morning and stay for church. No, I didn't do that. She and her daughter came out, sat on the porch. They sat in the swing. I was sitting in a little chair there by the swing.
Okay.
And I took my Bible and led both of them to the Lord.
Amen.
And, you know, it's a wonderful experience to me. But I thank God for Dave Brown that taught me
how to do it.
Now, he taught me not by saying, here's the way you do soul winning.
Mm-hmm.
And I've often thought about this, Brother Godfrey, and I believe it's true. Soul winning is easier caught than it is taught.
You're right.
I mean, you take somebody that's never won somebody the Lord, you take them visiting with you, and you let them watch people getting saved, and man, it'll get in their blood.
And you've been doing that for many, many years now.
Yeah, that would probably been 1960, something like that. Yeah.
And then God let you all have the privilege of taking the gospel to another country in the world.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. Amazing, yeah.
So we're going to have Dr. Sisk, he has some more to say this broadcast, but we're going to have Dr. Sisk tell us how God led them to the country of Japan. Now think about this, a little boy from Kentucky going to a place that's quite different from Western Kentucky, isn't it?
Hey, very different, yeah.
Well, I was just a little boy from South Carolina, and God sent us to the Sahara, and that was different too. But we're telling you these stories, listeners, so that you can realize, regardless of your background, if you're saved and serving the Lord, God might use you in some other place around the world. It doesn't have to be in the city you grew up in. It may be somewhere across the world. And that's what BIMI is all about, helping missionaries get to the field. They send out of their local churches, but we do everything we can to help them get to the field so that they can win souls and plant churches and disciple those believers in the country where they're called.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.